Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, and I'm coming from the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans. Right now I'm in the convention center, and all weekend I'm going to be interviewing some of the hottest celebrities in television, music, film, sports. It's my fourth year here. I'm super excited, and I also want to say thank you to Simply Fashions, my sponsor this weekend for my wardrobe. Make sure you visit my blog at my website, ShaniceLewis.com, to see all of my outfits from this weekend, and look out for some of the pictures with some of the people I interviewed in the August issue of Plus Model Magazine. Now on with the show. Essence Music Festival with one of my favorite singers that's heavily rotated on my playlist, Avon. How are you?
Oh, baby, you and I, together for always, you and I, breathe every single breath for you, baby.
You sound just like the record. You don't have auto-tune, huh?
Not at all. You know, I don't believe in that mess. You dig?
So tell me what you got going on. I just saw you on the episode of R&B Divas with Kiki.
Yeah, you know, that's my girl. She's doing her thing, 100%. I got the new album in stores right now. It's called Face the Music. And I'm here just to, you know, promote that as well. And you can hit me up on Instagram at Avant Music, at Twitter at Avant Music, and go on iTunes or Amazon and pick up the new album. Because I feel like if you pick up that album, there's a part of you in that record, because I really sat down and focused on what people need in R&B, you know?
And you know, this is totally random, but you know what song of yours that I really like that I don't think was released was Sailing Away?
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
Sailing, yes. Take me away.
Right?
To where I've always heard it would be.
I love that song. So are you here at the Essence Festival working, or are you here for play and eating good?
Actually, I'm playing, but I was working earlier. You know what I mean? Me and my girl Fantasia had a great day on Thursday. We rocked it at the House of Blues. But, you know, and right now I'm just here just enjoying the festivities, you know. I'm going to go out, you know, later on tonight and check out my man Charlie Wilson, the new addition. Yo, it's about us really enjoying each other as artists right now.
When you're at the Essence Festival, do you network with other artists and say, hey, I want you on my next album, or you don't do business like that?
I'm a fan of everybody. So, you know, whoever really want to work, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? We can do it.
And again, tell me your Twitter and Facebook. Do you do it personally, or you got your assistant doing it?
I do it personally. You know, you can hit me up on Twitter at Avant Music, on Facebook at Avant Music, and also on Instagram at Avant Music.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
So I'm at the Essence Music Festival with two of my favorite play sisters in my head,
yes.
Trina and Tracy Braxton.
Hello.
Yes. Now, I know you have a new song out.
I do.
Not Party and Go Home, but it's the pom-pom.
It's called Game Time, and it's what it is. It's the female perspective of being able to go out and enjoy games, and we love football, we love baseball, we love basketball as well. So it's about, you know, I don't need a chick flick, throw me a beer, you know, top my hair, it's game time, boo.
Okay.
And so when is the complete album coming out?
I'm not doing a full album, I'm only doing an EP.
Oh.
And hopefully, if they stop working me to death, I'll be finished by the end of the summer, early fall.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm a fan. And Tracy, I see you singing now. I saw you singing at the basketball game on the show.
NCAA. Yes, I'm doing a little bit of something, but I got a huge thing in plans that's been made.
So can we have a sneak peek of what it is?
Oh, my God. I have my own radio show, the Tracy Braxton Show on Bliss.fm.
Yes! Well, I'm excited. What kind of things are you going to be talking about?
Everything.
Really?
I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about sex with teenagers and adults and adults. Everything, girl.
So this show was a blessing for y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, no one does reality television to get rich.
Right.
What you have to do is you have to use it as a vehicle to catapult other things and other business ventures that you have. Otherwise, you know, you're going to remain stagnant, you know, because this is not going to last forever.
Right.
You know,
right.
Everything has a shelf life. And so to make sure that you don't have a shelf life with other things that you're trying to do, it's really, really smart to have other vehicles set up.
Yes. Now, last year, y'all came with the whole clan. Where Mama and the rest of the...
Oh, man. Tamar just had a baby.
Oh,
so Mommy, she stole Mommy from us.
She's in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay.
So Tamar's a stola right now. But we understand it's for the baby.
Okay.
And
Tawana.
Tawana, you know, she's doing her secret squirrel. So that's really catapulting really, really well. I'm so proud of her. I'm looking for an assistant, too, so I'm asking her.
You all need assistance.
Right. And, you know, Tony, she's there with her babies and everything. I think Denim just got out of school. So, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for all of you. And tell me your website.
www.trinabraxton.com.
And you have a website yet, Tracy?
Just Tracy Braxton.
You have a website?
Just follow me at Twitter.
Tracy, you got to get a website up, Tracy. You a celebrity now, Tracy.
You can get in touch with me at www.soulworldentertainment. So you can definitely do that. How about that?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm at the Essence Music Festival with PJ Morton. Now tell me, are you here working or are you here for fun this weekend?
Well, I'm not going to be here and not have fun, but I am working. I'm playing tonight in the Ford Super Lounge at 7:30 tonight, so I'm excited to be. And this is my hometown, too, so I get to come home, have a homecoming, have fun, and work at the same time. Yeah, my fam's going to be there, so it's going to be a good time.
So for my listeners that's not familiar with your music, tell us the type of music that you sing.
I call it soulful pop music. I have a first single out right now called Only One, features Stevie Wonder on it. And I just put out a record called New Orleans and May 14th, signed to YMCMB. I'm also the keyboardist in the band Maroon 5, so a lot of people know me from that as well. But it's just some good soulful pop music. Yeah.
Now, you said that you're locally, you're from New Orleans.
Yeah.
How did you get your big break and go mainstream from, you know, some people in New Orleans feel they don't have a break?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was important for me to leave at some point and then bring it back. You know, I went to Atlanta, went to school, went to Morehouse, started writing, and I got in as a songwriter and a producer, started working for Jermaine Dupri, won a Grammy for her Indie Irie album, her second album, and that just kind of transitioned me into the industry, and I was able to bring, you know, all the soul and integrity that I learned in New Orleans and bring it elsewhere, you know, where the music business was.
And so what is your website? How we can keep up with everything you have going on?
My website is pjmortononline.com. Twitter, Instagram is all PJ Morton, so you can find me there. Yeah.
And your album is out or on the way out?
It's out. In stores right now. It's called New Orleans, and it's on YMCMB. So, yeah. Yeah.
Is Drake on your album?
Drake is not on his album. We're working on a remix. Yeah.
All
Wayne
right.
is, though.
Okay, well, nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Okay. I'm here at the Essence Music Festival with Avery Sunshine, who is performing tonight in the Super Lounge. Now, is this your first time performing at Essence?
This is my first time, and I am ecstatic. You can tell that, right?
Yeah.
I put on my pink lip and my pink, so I'm excited. So glad to be here.
Now, for my listeners that may not be familiar with you, tell us the type of music that you sing.
Okay, I do R&B soul, and I call it feel-good music. And a lot of people say, you know, she sound like Jill Scott and Aretha Franklin. I'm honored, but I kind of, you can think of them, I have kind of a mix of that, I'd say, to give you an idea real quick. But
so, in the music industry, I know it's a tough, tough business in the music industry, and it's all about image. So, as a curvier woman, was it hard for you to get a record deal?
Well, I didn't get a record deal. I'm independent. My partner Dana over here, he's over there. We decided we were going to do a record, and if somebody wanted to pick it up, great. If not, we put it out ourselves. So I am an independent artist.
You made it all the way to the essence. Independent.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm serious. And so I am a testament to that thing that God is putting you to do. Go ahead and do it. The doors will come open. You don't even have to knock them down. They will open up for you. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
You're not a singer, but that's inspirational to me. You got a good story to tell.
Yeah, so I can just be chunky and sing my songs. I ain't got to worry about it.
And natural hair, too.
And natural hair, too. Clearly, I want to be healthy, but I don't have... That is not... The focus is not, I have to look like this. It's about the music. It's about touching people. Now, clearly, I want to look good. And like I said, I want to be healthy, but I want to be real and authentic, too. And you know, so.
So tell us, tell me what you have coming up that we should be on the lookout for.
Oh, please look, be on the lookout for my next record. September, it should be dropping with some amazing folk on there. Collaborations with Jazzy Jeff, Music Soul Child, you know, a bunch of stuff going on. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. So
yeah. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Continued success with everything you do.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Shout out to the big girl, big natural girl.
Yes. I'm at Essence Music Festival in New Orleans. I'm here with Amber Bullock, season 4 winner of Sunday's Best. And Amber, are you working this weekend? Or are you here having fun?
I am definitely working. I'll be singing tomorrow at the Donnie McClurkin and Tremaine Hawkins tribute. I'm not tributing them, but I'm doing my own little 20-minute set, so make sure y'all come out.
So how's life been like since you won Sunday's Best?
It's been very rapid. I've been moving, but you know, I'm enjoying every minute of it. Touring with Kirk Franklin every now and again, doing my own thing, doing the Essence Fest, so life ain't too bad for me.
So do you have pressures to look a certain way in gospel music as strict as it is in mainstream? Because, you know, mainstream, they don't really have too many curvy girls doing stuff.
You better believe it. I definitely am challenged with dressing the right way in gospel music. But, you know, my relationship with God is between me and Him. And so when I look in the mirror, He tells me that I'm looking good, and I keep it pushing, you know. Either they're going to like it or they're going to love it. And whether you look conservative or whether you look trashy, somebody's going to have a problem with it. So, you know, I just dress for me.
Yes. And so are you going to make an appearance on this new season of Sunday's Best?
Unfortunately, no, I am not. None of the old Sunday Best winners except for Joshua got to be on this season, but I'm supporting them all the way 100%.
Now, do you have a website, social network? How can we get in touch?
Definitely. You can keep in touch with me on Twitter. It's at Sing Amber, Instagram, at Sing Amber, Facebook, Amber Bullock, and you can go to musicworldent.com for all the updates on me.
Well, it's been a pleasure seeing you again. Continued success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So I'm here at the Essence Music Festival with Luke James. Luke, how are you doing?
I am great.
So are you working this weekend or are you here having fun?
A little bit of both.
So tell me what you got going on.
Well, you know, I'm doing a little couple, you know, meet and greets or whatnot, and I'm doing this beautiful interview with you, you know, and then I'm going to perform later on tonight at 7, yeah.
So are you performing in the Super Lounge tonight?
Yes, McDonald's Super Lounge. I'll be performing there, turning it up.
And you are a native of New Orleans, right?
I am.
So how does it feel to be performing at home? Are your family coming out to see you?
Oh, definitely. They are coming. It's a beautiful feeling. You know, I've grown up coming to this event, you know, year after year, and to be here as a performer is just an awesome accomplishment.
Now, I'm from Louisiana, too, originally, and I know a lot of people down here feel like it's no opportunities, it's no way to get out. How did you go from somebody in New Orleans, deep, deep south, to a big superstar? What was the big break?
Well, you know, I just put myself out there. You know, your network is your net worth, you know, and I was in a group. We went backstage. We saw a performance, actual concert, Brian McKnight featuring Tyrese, and we went to the backstage entrance and just started singing, hoping that somebody would notice us.
Here in New Orleans?
In New Orleans, at the Sanger Theater on Canal Street. And my manager today, who was the manager of Tyrese at the time, Frank Gatson, was there. And that's I mean, basically he gave us a big break.
So you didn't even have to relocate then?
Well, I mean, not in that moment, but I had to relocate. I mean, after you know, graduating, we decided to move to California, and we networked even more through those connections, through that connection, you know? Yeah.
So now that you're in the music industry, what is the biggest shock dealing with the big executives and the business? Because the music is fun, but it's a whole bunch of stuff before it comes to the music.
Well, you know, it's just the understanding that this is a business. This is show business, you know? And some people only can see, they don't feel, so all they can see is pluses and minuses, you know? So you got to think business-wise and make the right steps for yourself, you know, what's going to work for you at the end of the day. So that's mainly that. That's just only been my aha moment, just being more of a businessman. Yeah.
So for my listeners that may not be familiar with you, tell us what type of music you sing.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess I consider it R&B. It's just my particular take on R&B, my expression. So, yeah.
And so, okay, and tell us your website and how we can keep in touch with you.
Well, you can look me up Instagram, Wolf James, Twitter, Who Is Luke James, and my blog, thegreatlukejames.tumblr. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I am a fan.
Thank you for having me, beautiful.
I'm here at the Essence Festival with Monifa for one of my favorite shows, R&B Divas. Now, I had the opportunity to interview you all last year when everything was good and happy. Now, what happened?
No, what happened? I'm fine.
Well, I saw the part one of the season finale. Well, you are cool on the reunion. You are cool, but what do you think went wrong? Is it the pressure of being on TV?
I wouldn't say that. I don't think. I think it's a combination of things. You know, I think everybody has to just work on their own stuff, and then you know, inward to outward.
Because I know, on like the Housewives, they say a lot of people that are on those reality shows get divorced. So I wonder, is it just pressure with friendships, with everything, being on TV, social networks?
I think that anything it just magnifies anything that is wrong. So like I said, you got to start with you, inward, outward.
So what you got coming up? You got a new album on the
I absolutely do. I am the single is dropping it on top of August, maybe late July, top of August. I'm independent. Y'all got to be patient with me. I'm working on a book, and I am working on workshops and seminars for my brothers and sisters. Just to talk about a combination of things in my social agenda. You know, mental health and sexuality, you know, sexuality issues, and, you know, dealing with that. And letting our brothers and sisters know they're not alone, and just give them resources, and, you know.
And are you planning your wedding? Are you going to have a big wedding?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I can't say. I just know that I want it to be people that truly, that I know truly support our union. And so the ceremony will be very small, but the celebration will be a little bigger.
Now, what happened to your purple hair? I thought that was a good trademark color, was purple.
It still is. I mean, it still is. But, you know, like, you change your hair. Who wants to keep your hair?
I thought you was branding yourself with that purple.
Well, I am, but, you know, you still can switch it up, right? You know it's me. When you see me in the purple hair, you know it's me. But it's summer, and I wanted to do something a little more fun and relaxed and not so. I wanted to be able to walk down the street, you know, without being like, what's up? Like, you know, I wouldn't make it to where I'm going.
I know part two of the season finale coming up, and then is it going
to... is the season, the part two of the R&B Divas Atlanta reunion, and then the premiere of R&B Divas LA with Lil Mo, Shante Moore, Michelle Lay, Kelly Price, and Cynthia Ortiz, right?
I think so. And what is your website, Twitter? How do we keep up with you?
Well, you can keep up with me through Twitter and Instagram, TheMonifa. And my website will be up soon. It's TheMonifa.com.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
God bless.
So I'm at the Essence Festival with one of my favorite singers, Little Mo, what's up?
Chilling, how are you?
I'm good.
I like.
Now, you have a brand new show coming out, R&B Divas LA. Tell me, who is going to be the super diva on the LA show?
Who you think?
I don't know. I want to say Dawn.
Anyway, no, just kidding. I just know I'm going to be the superwoman. That's all I can speak for. I can't wait to see the edited version, but some people tried it, and I still, God is still good. Now, but...
How is Michelle A? What's her personality like?
She's mad cool. And a lot of people like, is her voice really like that? I'm like, yeah, but she be turned up. Like, she is mad cool. Like, mad cool. That was my first time actually meeting her. She's such a sweetheart.
So now what you have coming up with music? You're going to release a new album since the show's out?
My lipstick's sticking together. My bad. I have an album now. I was telling everybody it's a Latin title, but you can call it V3, but I'm titling it Via Veritas Vida, which is the way, the truth, the life. So it's just basically the real about me. My daughter, I knew she could sing, but I didn't know that she could sing as good as she does because she's so shy. She's 10 years old. I'm going to do a song with my daughter on it. So that's just like, that's how Tweet brought her daughter out. Like, now her daughter has a deal. We about to get these kids to work.
Make that money.
Hello? Don't let it make you.
Now tell me, who are you looking forward to see at the Essence Festival this weekend?
Well, I got to see Blackstreet last night. I was so excited. We was at the Coke Super Lounge, and they, oh my God, like, Daddy is like, because he's going to be executive producing my album with my husband. So it's just like, I was like, oh my God, like, y'all doing so good. I was texting, he was like, we on our way back to the A. I'm like, oh my God, I just wanted to let you know I don't got no voice, because I was yelling all they songs last night. So tonight, New Edition, when I say I might wear my hand a ponytail, and I'm wearing some flip-flops or some sneakers, because I'm going to be turned up. You hear me?
Yeah.
Turned up. A-P-F.
So when is the show premiere? This week, right?
Yes, July 10th at 10 p.m. on TV1. Now, if you can't wait to the 10th, you can catch it on July 7th, video on demand. So that's a new thing TV1 just did for this show. So I'm excited. Like, everybody's pumped. And July 10th is a great day. My whole family's excited because my fourth child, my son, he'll be turning one. So we're going to have his party. Yeah, child.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and they keep calling me. I'm like, I'm at Essence, y'all. I'm on vacation.
Based in L.A.? Because I always thought you were, like, in Chicago somewhere.
No, between Baltimore, Maryland, and L.A. So my kids out Baltimore, my mama, because I don't leave my kids with everybody.
Right.
Yeah, people go, oh, no.
Well, tell us your website. Are you on Twitter, Facebook? How can we keep up with everything Little Mo?
Everything is The Little Mo Show. My website, thelittlemoshow.com, Twitter, @TheLittleMo, Vine, @TheLittleMoShow. But Twitter, @TheLittleMoShow, Vine, @TheLittleMoShow, Instagram, @TheLittleMoShow, Facebook, @TheLittleMoShow.
Yes.
Everything. They're like, some people like, what is it again? Yeah, it's everything, The Little Mo Show.
All right, well, thank you for talking to me. Your hair is beautiful, too, by the way.
My sister sold her in for we left. She dyed her up. And then she curled out before we left the hotel, because this humidity, baby, if you ain't got no curtains, if you ain't had no curtains.
Yes. Well, thank you for talking. So I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans with one of my favorite singers who is a constant on my playlist, Shantae Moore. How you doing, Shantae?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Now, I know you have a new TV show coming out, R&B Divas LA, with my friend Kelly Price.
Yeah.
How is this show going to be drama or is it going to be kumbaya?
It's in between.
Who is going to be the diva?
You won't want to know. You do not want to know.
Have you been following R&B Divas Atlanta?
I have watched them this season. I thought it was pretty hectic. I'm in there.
You saw the first season. It was cool. Second season,
I know who you are now.
Right. So y'all still in the first season, so you still cool at least?
We you know what? Watch the show. It's special. It's a special show.
It launches this week, July 11th.
July 10th at 10 o'clock on TV1.
Okay.
All right. July 10th.
So since the show is coming out, you about to release some new music?
The show, my album is already finished. It's coming out July 20th.
All right. You're on the wow.
More is more. Well, we were doing that before I even found the show. I got to sing. That's my job.
So what type of music are you coming out with? Is it the same smooth sound that I like, or are you going to be kicking it up doing something different?
Well, you know what? First of all, you always got to give what they want. Got to give the people what they want. So you get more of the same, a little more than you expect, and more than you think. Really, truly, it really is, like, different than it was. Well, I think each album chronicles my life, so it's about the last 5 years about my life, and there's stuff I can't talk about, but I'll sing about.
Okay. And I see now you done upgraded your look, too, because, like, I'm based in L.A. The last time I seen you was at church. Now, this ain't a church outfit.
I can't wear this church outfit. I need a camisole on if it's a church outfit, and a sewing a needle.
But it's cute. You done cut your hair on the side. You all hip now.
I got a new attitude.
website and how to keep up with everything you got going on?
Well, I am Shantae Moore on Twitter. Facebook is just Shantae Moore. I am Shantae Moore on, what's the other little one? Instagram. And I believe I am Shantae Moore is also the website, so check it out. Look for I am.
Are you active? Is it you or is it your assistant?
It's me. I don't have an assistant.
Okay, good. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time. And like I said, you want me to tell you what's on my playlist? Where you?
Oh.
All right. Straight up. Not
watch out now.
Okay, see, I know you, all your
first. Check out is Don't Make Me Laugh.
I got to get the new one.
That's the album. Don't
all right. So I'm at the Essence Festival in New Orleans with Glenn Lewis. Glenn, tell me, are you here working or are you here for fun this weekend?
I mean, I'm fortunate enough that it's a little bit of both, really. It kind of goes hand in hand. Yeah, it's like, it's work, but honestly, it's my love. It's my passion. I get an opportunity to touch the folks and let them know I'm coming back. I got the new album coming out, Moment of Truth, coming out August 20th. And I got the new single, Can't Say Love, bubbling right now. So folks is really like showing love, receiving me since I've been here. The festival's been crazy. This fest is like, the last time I was here, this is my second Essence Fest.
Okay.
And first time I was on tour with Alicia Keys. And I didn't get a chance to get into like the activities and stuff. It's crazy. Wall to wall, beautiful women, incredible.
You haven't had music out in a while, right? It's been a long time since you released something.
Yeah. You know, for the past several years, kind of going through transition, a lot of different, you know, been in and out of different situations. I ain't bored folks with it too much. It's always hard to sum up several years in several minutes. But, you know, basically back, I'm on Rough House Capitol Records. Again, as I said before, I got the album Moment of Truth coming out August 20th. Real excited.
So who are you looking forward to seeing perform at the Essence Festival?
I mean, Charlie's my man. Uncle Charlie is it. Oh,
yeah,
man, listen. This dude is still singing all of us out here under the table. It, like, this is killing, man. Like, you talk about the consummate professional and just all around just killer vocals every time. Just, like, flawless performances. That dude is, he's it.
Yes. So tell us your website. How can we keep in touch with you? Do you tweet and Facebook?
Absolutely. Oh, I got plenty of ways for y'all to reach out and touch. I got at Being Glenn Lewis, B-E-I-N-G, Glenn with two N's on Twitter, at Being Glenn Lewis. Also, Being Glenn Lewis with Instagram, so you check me out over there, what I'm up to, whatever little candid shots and selfies and whatnot. I got GlennLewisOfficial.com, which is my website, so any show dates, tours, anything that's going on with me, you can reach out to me on there, or on Facebook, fan page is Glenn Lewis, number 4 Real.
All right, well, thanks for sitting down and chatting with me, long-lost cousin Glenn.
No, right, the Lewises are here.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
So I'm at the Essence Music Festival, and I have the lovely A.J. Johnson. And we know you from movies like House Party and Baby Boy, but you've kind of reinvented yourself in this whole new career.
Well, you know, I appreciate that compliment. For me, I just decided to live my truth out loud. That's the A.J. zone. And what that is just mind, body, spiritual commitment, nutritional commitment. You know, Hollywood is a tough game. And for me, even as successful as I was and am, you know, it just started to feel like I couldn't be all of who I wanted to be. So I decided to not do a new career, not reinvent myself, but just start living my truth out loud. Then it came. So my thing is I want to tell everybody, live your truth and don't worry about what it looks like, what it feels like, because the blessings that are coming from me doing it, I could not have planned them. So here I am.
Now, you are a new fitness guru now, and I told you my show is geared towards plus-size women. Now, tell me your philosophy on fitness. Now, I'm a big girl, but I don't have diabetes. I don't have high blood pressure. I'm on no medication. So on your standards, would I still be healthy, or would you think I need to lose weight?
Well, the good thing about it is the AJ zone is not really fitness. It's healthy living.
Okay.
So as far as the big girls are concerned, or we call them oversized if you want to, as long as there's not diabetes or high blood pressure detected, then I say there's still a healthier you can be. There's still a comfortable that you can reach for. No, you don't have to be my size. That's not the point. I just want you to be healthy. So high blood pressure and diabetes comes from obesity and overweight. So that's what I want everybody to watch for.
Right.
Eat more fresh fruit and vegetables.
Right.
Drink more water. Move. I mean, I don't know if you were out there, but it wasn't about about the weights. It wasn't about all the workout. It was about dancing and having fun. So I say, if you can commit to moving at least 30 minutes a day, that's good for everybody. It's good for everybody.
Now, I also know that you're a life coach. I watched Gabrielle Union on Oprah, and she gave kudos to you for helping us out. Tell about your life coaches.
Well, it's all, that's the AJ zone. It's all encompassing. The mind, the body, nutrition, and the physical. So everybody that comes to the AJ zone, you can't get spiritual counseling without moving your body. You can't move your body without us talking about your food. So in the AJ zone, it's 90% food, 10% fitness, and 100% spirit. So what Gabrielle was talking about was years and years of us working together. Other clients, Shadow Jocinco, Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, S.S. Atkins. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it's not just an African-American thing. Living our best life is a people thing. And so I'm just blessed that people say, hey, I need help. Brandi Norwich, who did an amazing performance last night, she's the client. So God just asked me to be obedient and to step up and help people with where I live, the space I live in. So that's the zone, and I'm spreading it around.
Now, are you exclusive to celebrities? Because I'm based in Los Angeles. Can a regular person like me afford you?
Listen, we are not just celebrities. I have a line of coaches that work with me. I have a studio in Studio City. Good Morning America covered it about 2 weeks ago. So you have to come over when you're in L.A. And anybody visiting in L.A. Also, outside of L.A., we've got a website that houses all the programs that we do in person. So for those people who can't get to L.A. or can't even afford me or another coach, we've got website programs for under $40 that are designed. They're 14-day programs. Some can be customized, and we do exactly the same thing, just the online version.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, man. We're doing this thing. We're doing this thing.
And so tell me your website and how we can keep up with you.
It's www.theajzone.com. Live your truth out loud all over the place. Products, merchandise, T-shirts. Also, you can follow the Daily Motivation on Instagram, The AJ Zone. And I'm always tweeting something healthy at The AJ Zone.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to me.
I'm looking for you in LA.
Okay. So I'm here with the cast of LA Hair. Kim Kimball, the fabulous celebrity stylist of people like Beyonce, I know. And I saw you with, who was the girl from Coming to America on the show?
Oh, Sherry Headley, yes. Mary J. Blige, yes. Faith Evans was on,
Kelly Rowland.
Yes. And here's some other stylists in the salon. Just remind me of your names. I'm sorry.
I'm China.
And I'm Dante Savoy.
Now, I'm a fan of the show because I remember the last episode I saw, you went to Las Vegas, right? And you had some drama with the manicurist. Now, tell me what happened in Vegas.
Ain't nothing happened in Vegas, girl.
Nothing happened in Vegas. They didn't have to edit it. But look, sometimes they edit stuff to make it look more entertaining. Is that what happened?
Ain't nothing happened in Vegas. Ain't nothing happened in Vegas.
So tell me what else you got coming up with the show and with your hairline.
Oh, okay. Yes, you know, LA Hair, we've got, seven more episodes? No, we have five more episodes. Yeah, we have seven more episodes left. Really good stuff. We got some more celebrities that's going to be on there. Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, who else is going to be on?
Shaka Khan.
Vivica Fox.
Oh, yes, Kyla Pratt. Melody Amara. So just more celebrities, you know, more drama.
Yes. And I know you turn around. You done took over the interview. You turn around, and you do appearances where people can.
I'm doing educating stylists, a little motivational speaking with stylists. So I have an extra tour coming up.
Okay.
Yes, and hopefully we'll come back to New Orleans. So we're working on that. Also, my hair care line is still in Target, Kimball Beauty.com. You can find our products.
Okay.
So we got natural hair products that are coming out, curly hair.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're still doing that.
Okay. So are you all available for booking? I live in Los Angeles, so can I come and make an appointment?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Have the prices gone up since the show started?
Yep.
No stumbling in that answer.
Yo.
Yes, God.
So tell me your website and how we can keep up with you.
Yes, KimballBeauty.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Kimball Hair Care, or Instagram, Kimball Hair Care.
And tell me yours.
And my Instagram and Twitter is China Upshaw Hair with an I.
Twitter and Instagram is Dante Savoy.
Thank you. At the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans with the one and only Jamie Foster Brown. How are you today?
I'm great, Sinead. You look so pretty.
Thank you. So are you at the Essence Festival working, or are you out here having fun and eating good?
I'm here with AARP because it's a life we imagine. I think it's so great because, you know, for especially for baby boomers, you know, you've had one part of your life up until now. What are you going to do next? Because they don't sit down. Baby boomers want them. What's next?
Yeah.
And so we're here with AARP.org, but they're gearing it to younger people right now, getting people involved with thinking about your life right now, but what do you want to do later?
Insurance?
No, AARP is like, yeah, it's kind of like for older people insurance, and you get all kinds of discounts and hotels and all of that, and then you they want you to live, continue to live, to travel, to do new things, and so they have 40 million members. Right, so that's why I'm here.
That's awesome. So besides working with AARP, what other things? I always see you on TV. You're always at the hottest events. I think I saw you at the BET Awards recently.
Were you there too? Yes, I was there. I was there for Ford at the time because Ford wanted me to interview people for Sister to Sister as well as for them. So, yeah, I get around. I've been doing a lot. I'm hosting some stuff down in Atlanta. Atlanta is the new Black Hollywood. And so I'm going to be doing something called Social Cravings with different chefs. And people come in and eat and taste their food, and we do interviews. And also, there's opening of stores down there. People want me to host and to speak and moderate them.
There's so many things I want to ask you, but they're telling me to wrap it up.
All right.
So tell me your website and your social media handles.
It's s2smagazine.com. s2smagazine.com. Okay.
It's a pleasure speaking with you.
It's all right. You're so lovely.
I'm here at the Essence Music Festival with Anthony David. And are you performing this weekend, or are you here for fun?
No, I'm performing. We're doing the Soul Lounge this evening, two shows. I don't know the name of the Soul Lounge, but one of these Soul Lounges, that's what we're going to be tonight.
And so tell me about your music. Are you, you're neo-soul, right?
Yeah, neo-soul, R&B, whatever you want to call it, good stuff.
And what else are you, venturing into other areas, or are you just focusing mainly on music? Are you an actor, or doing other things too?
No, just mostly music right now. I mean, I have a background in acting as well, but right now, just kind of solidifying what we're doing in music, you know what I mean? So I just released the album in November, so that's where my focus is.
And tell us how we can keep up with you. Do you tweet? Are you on social networks?
I do tweet. A little bit too much, actually. But yeah, on Twitter it's Antony D, AntneDee. Somebody took my name, so you got to find me there. It's all good. And Facebook is Anthony David. Website is RollingMojo.com or AnthonyDavidMusic.com. And that's about it. You can follow me. You know, you find me all over the place.
And when is your next album coming out? Are you working in the studio right now?
Oh, yeah. We just released one in November. It's called Love Out Loud. It's in stores now. And so I'm touring on that now.
So that'll be going on through the rest of the year.
Yeah, that'll be going on the rest of the year. I'm going to probably do my overseas thing in the fall and in the winter and next winter. And then I'll get back to work on another one.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to me. It's been a pleasure.
So gorgeous. Thank you.
So I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans with Alexandra, and you are the winner of the X Factor, correct?
Yes, I won the X Factor in 2008. Yeah.
And so now I hear you're crossing over to America because you won the X Factor in...
In the UK, yes. I mean, since winning the X Factor, I've done two albums. I'm working on my third now. I'm working on my EP to be released at the end of July. I'm now signed to Kevin Lyles, so now we're doing the crossover. So hopefully bring music to the States and bring it worldwide and make it something very special.
For my listeners that aren't familiar with you, what type of music do you sing?
I never like to put something on it because all I do is sing. So for me, it's always about the voice. And what I'm concentrating on this third album is a cross between early Whitney meets Coldplay. So it's interesting. A lot of my old stuff that I done on the first two albums were very dancey pop stuff. And now for the third album, it's more about soul. It's more about what I was inspired by from a young kid. You know, when I grew up, I listened to people like Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, just to name a few, Al Green, you know, Stylistics, Temptations. I grew up on Motown and Soul, so I want those influences to now come through in my music on this third album.
And so why is the American audience important for you? When you cross over, does that just like skyrocket? Is that the epitome of what you want?
It's a dream. It's a dream. I've had my music released in Europe, in Ireland, in Australia and Asia, everywhere but America. And I actually only had one single out here that I never promoted. It went to number 9 in the dance chart last year. And I never was here to promote it. And that was something that I kind of regretted. I wish I was here to do more about it. But now it's going to change. And now I'm living in between New York and London. And I just can't wait for, you know, you every artist wants an audience for their music, and they want to expand, and I'm at that point where I want to expand and give music to everyone, and hopefully everyone will like it. If you don't, I mean, it's what I love to do, and I just want to put it out there for the world to hear it.
Now in America, they are so critical in the media here with bodies, body image. Is it the same in the UK?
Absolutely the same. It's the same. I mean, for me personally, I try not to take too much notice of it because it can get you down. And I'm only human. I'm a young girl and I have feelings too. So I never read anything. I never entertain any of that. I just do what I do and can be the best person that I can be. So that's important to me.
So are you working this weekend or are you just here having fun?
I'm here having fun. I'm here chilling. I'm here enjoying, soaking it all in, and hopefully next year performing.
Yes.
By the grace of God.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting you. Tell me your website and your official social media.
My Twitter and Instagram is Alexandra Music. My Facebook is just Alexandra Burke. And my website is alexandraburkeofficial.com.
And your accent is beautiful. How do I sound to you, real country?
You sound country, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And if I had my way, I'd be talking just like you. But I can't do it as good, so I've got to stick to my roots.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm at the Essence Festival with David E. Talbert, a director that has a big movie coming out with lots of our favorite actors and actresses. Tell us about Baggage Claim.
Oh, Baggage Claim is a fun movie. It's a movie for, it's got eye candy, it's got beautiful women, beautiful men, but most importantly, it has a story about love and romance, and we get a chance to see our faces, beautiful people and situations that we all are in pursuit of love. You know, we all do crazy things in pursuit of love, and it's something I'm very proud of, the movie.
You usually do plays, right? And now are you focusing just on movies, or are you doing both?
Well, I've been doing plays for 20 years. I did a movie 5 years ago. I directed one called First Sunday. And so I like both. I like film and television, you know. But this one, getting a chance to work with actors like this is only in film. You know, getting a chance to work with Jaimin Hansu and Paula Patton and Jill Scott and Trey Songz, I mean, they're not going to be in a play. So you have to do a film to really get a chance to work with them. So that's the difference for me.
Now, I'm based in Los Angeles, and I'm an up-and-coming actress. What advice would you give to up-and-coming actresses that are looking for a big break, such as a movie like yours?
Well, I would say you just have to put yourself in the position to win. And that's whatever it takes. You know, when people say, well, how do you get there? Everybody, if you ask 100 people how they made it, they would give you 100 different reasons. So you got to do whatever you have to do to make it happen. You know, and it's not going to come on your front door and say, career, you know, stardom. You know, you got to want it more than the next person, and whatever that means to you. If they're waking up at 7 in the morning to work on their craft, you should be waking up at 6 in the morning. So you got to want it more than the next person.
So besides Baggage Claim, do you have anything coming up we could be on the lookout for?
Yeah, well, I'm doing another movie with Fox Searchlight. That's the studio that I did this one with. And doing another movie with them, and I'm doing another play next year, too. You Can't Choose Family, so we'll hit both of them.
So what's your website so we can keep up with you?
Website is davidetalbert.com. Twitter is at davidetalbert, and the Facebook fan page. That's when I send out information for auditions and stuff all the time. At Facebook, Twitter, and the website. You know, that's why I send out all information.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to me. It's been a pleasure.
Get your acting on, sis. Come on.
I'm at the Essence Music Festival with Lisa Nichols. Now, Lisa, tell me, what are you doing this year? Are you here working, or are you here partying and having a good time?
Well, you know, at Essence Festival, you got to do both. But I'm here for people's breakthrough, to be honest with you. I'm here to say, you know what, you're going to be entertained. We can, Essence got that on lockdown.
Yes.
But you got to want to leave here with your breakthrough. Leave here with those tools, that nugget that's going to transform your future that you get to do when you go home. That it's not enough to watch the lifestyle of the rich and famous through a glass or from the front row or from the balcony. You got to build your future. And so I'm here putting the calling on people, you know, putting the responsibility. What's your takeaway? What are you doing? And we've had an amazing time. Every room I've spoken in has been standing room only. You know, it's been, people are hungry. People are hungry. They're ready to say, hold up. I don't want to just watch your fabulosity, but I want to find my fabulosity.
And in the world of reality television, sometimes what you're watching is not fabulous.
Listen, but it got makeup on, and it looked glamorous, and the lights and cameras, but what does yours look like? So people are ready for their, they're hungry. They're hungry to be fed. So my calling here is be entertained, but be educated, and get your breakthrough too.
Now tell me what projects you have coming up. Are we going to see you on TV again?
Yes, always, I am on my way to my international trip, so I'm about to go to Bali, Kazakhstan. I'm on my way to the Riviera Mayans. I'm doing more international work now. My book, No Matter What, sold in 30 different languages, and I think all 30 of those countries have called and are asking for me to come and play. So we're one by one knocking them out. So doing a lot of international work, but this is a season where I'm building speakers. I'm really lasering on people who want to build their speaking platform, and artists, singers, and actresses who want to leverage their brands, and they want to take advantage of the fact that I got a brand following, but how do I leverage that? How do I grow
looking for talent?
Not talent to grow the talent, but talent to grow the business. See, I like to build the CEO part of the talent. Most talent are not their own CEO. They're just the talent. How much more could they get? How much do they live on the... They have no idea the millions that they leave on the table because they're just talent. I'm talent as a speaker, but I'm a businesswoman who simply owns a speaking business. Does that make sense? So just helping. Yesterday, we had a phenomenal conversation with Niecy Nash. She's like, I'm calling you. You know, Lonzo, he's like, always, Lonzo, Lisa, I need to learn from you. So I always get that because I've learned how to build that system. Somehow I've learned from very wealthy folk that we never see. And I'm bringing it all back. So I'm really in that season. And I didn't even select it. It selected me. So that's how you know when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
I'm excited. And I got to say, you look good. You got a new hairstyle this year. You got on a cute maxi dress.
Listen, I went to the Lost and Found, and I submitted my ticket and said, I think I lost my sexy year about 18 years ago when I had my baby. I'm here to collect my sexy, so I'm snatching my sexy back. So that's what you see.
All right. And tell us your website and how we keep in touch with you.
Wonderful. Thank you. So you can keep in touch with me. My website is motivatingthemasses.com. My Twitter is #2Motivate. And then on Facebook, you can get on my fan page at Lisa Nichols.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
My pleasure, sis. I love you. And you are just a radiance of beauty.
Thank
your
you.
Eyes are like thebomb.com.
Thank you.
Yes.
Essence Music Festival with one of our favorite personalities, Steve Perry. Steve, tell me what you're doing this weekend.
Well, one, I'm doing everything I can to try and eat every fried thing and everything. This is amazing. But also here to promote Fatherless Sons with the OWN Network, which will be on January 7th.
Okay.
And then on the 14th, there'll be Daddyless Daughters. And then the 21st, there'll be Daddyless Daughters. So check it out.
And I saw you were going on the OWN Network too.
That is on the OWN Network. So we're doing that 3-part series. I'm really excited about that.
Okay. And so what about your books? Your books you still promoting?
Yep, we have Push Has Come to Shove. Still, it's in paperback now. Really excited about that. And of course, a lot of folks still love Save My Son. So we're very excited about the support that's been getting.
And are you still a principal? Last time you told me you was going back and forth.
I am still the principal. I'll be at school on Monday morning.
Wow, so you're not going to retire anytime soon?
Nah, that's the only thing I do that I love.
All right. So are you a part of the empowerment seminars here?
I've just done a couple empowerment seminars. Melissa Harris Perry and I just did one on Where Smart Starts. And then we also did one called Saving My Son, yesterday. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. And so tell me your website, your Facebook, Twitter. How can we keep up?
At Dr. Steve Perry on Twitter, and it's drsteveperry.org.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Love what you're doing.
We love you back.
Thank you. I am at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans with the one and only Kim Whitley, who has a new fabulous reality show on the OWN Network. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing good. You hear my voice? I was with Charlotte Wilson and New Edition last night, screaming and acting like I was a teenager.
Oh, it was so good. Now, who babysitting your baby while you in New Orleans?
Okay, the truth, the baby daddy in the village, Rodney, is watching Joshua while I'm in Essence.
And tell me about the show for those that aren't familiar.
I have a show on OWN, Open Women Network. It comes on Saturday night. And I call it a docuseries. It's about a baby that I adopted, like, in an hour. He was 4 days old. And since I'm a single mom, I had to create a village to help me raise him. And so it is following my life, raising Joshua in the crazy villages.
And it's kind of following you dating, too. I saw you dating a white man. Or, I don't know if you was dating him or what happened with that.
I went out with the white man. I felt like I needed to try different things.
Something new.
Something new.
And so I see you also on a comedy show coming out on the OWN Network.
I sure do. I forgot to mention that. Thank you for reminding me. On July 13th and July 20th with Wanda Sykes of a show called Hilarious.
So I also know if you're local in Los Angeles, you perform on Tuesday nights with my friend Kim Cole.
That's right. Me and Kim Cole have a show on Tuesday nights at the Comedy Union that we've been doing for about a year and a half. It's been a lot of fun.
So what else is going on with you? Are you about to put out a hairline, a clothesline, a shoe line? What's coming out? A bra line? I know you like to talk about breasts.
You are funny. You're funny. I also have a show on Adult Swim called Black Dynamite, the cartoon. And I have a shirt that I've come out with called Don't Feed Me at don'tfeedme.org for children with allergies. And that you can, it says Don't Feed, and it has a white strip. And you put the child's name. Yes. And you can check off the allergies. So I sell that, and you can get that at don'tfeedme.org.
And tell us your website and all your official social network profile.
Right. You can follow me at Kim Whitley, KymWhitley. And also on Facebook, you can like my page. But I got big hair and a black shirt on, so you know it's me.
Right. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
I am here with SWV at the Essence Music Festival. I have to start off the interview with saying I'm a stan. If you give me a quiz about SWV, I know every song. So I see you have a new reality show coming on Wii. Now, I remember you already had a reality show I watched. Now, tell me how this reality show is going to be different. Who on the
song? Well, this reality show is called SWV Sisters with Voices on Wii TV, coming soon. And it's not just me. It's all of us in this one. Everything that we go through, her family, my family, our business. Our careers, our downs, our ups, our loves, our hates, everything. It's going to be everything.
Okay. And new music coming out? Because I like Cold Side, Cold Side.
I like that song.
I like that song.
What's really, really going on.
You're going to tell all your full-figured friends to watch the show because they're going to be really inspired when they watch the show.
Right. And so anything else coming up besides the show? Any performances? Anybody coming out with a clothing line, a hairline?
We stay performing, but I just opened a shoe store and an online store as well. CNTshoebar.com.
What size do your shoes go up to?
I'm 11. What size do you wear?
A 10.
Okay. We go up to size 11.
Right, well, I guess I got to wrap it up. They said 2 minutes, but I am a big fan. I'm so excited about the show, and I will be watching. And tell me your website and Twitter.
Our website is The Real SWV. My Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything is at Taj George, T-H-A-G-E-O-R-G-E. Boom.
I know my Twitter is at Lily Lyons, L-E-L-E-E.
And her Instagram is The Real Lily SWV. My Instagram is Coco Clemens, C-O-K-O-C-L-E-M-O-N-S. And my Twitter is only one Coco, C-O-K-O.
Thank you.
Come on.
So I am at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans with one of my favorite singers, Michelle Williams.
How Hello, I'm very good. How are you?
I am good. And so I hear you have a new song coming out, In His Eyes, that is perfect for my audience, because I know sometimes women can be their own worst critic, but if we see ourselves in his eyes, we're all beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, the song, I mean, if we had your eyes, it's just basically like God sees us as perfect. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, don't judge me. I need you to love me. Let's have more compassion towards people. You know what I mean? And so that's what the song is about, because I'm guilty of assuming somebody is one way when they're really another once you got to know them. But it's like, hold your opinion any, or just hold it. You know what I mean? Or I didn't grow up like you grew up. So there are decisions that you make based on how you grew up or how you were taught. You know what I mean? But we judge people based off of crazy stuff like that. We don't give people a chance, because you already have your opinion about them before you get to know their story.
Now, in the music industry, image is very important. But being such a big name in the music industry, how does that affect your body image?
You know what? Actually, before I got, I've always been, my nickname was Olive Oil, okay? Then I went to college, and I gained some weight, right? Which I was like, oh my God, I'm finally getting some, you know, some curves. Then, joined Destiny's Child, and it's like my metabolism just did something crazy. So now I have to, like, do all this eating to keep the little curves that I have. So let me tell you something, women with curves. And I used to tell this to Beyonce all the time. She used to be so worried about being curvy. Is she slim enough? And I'm like, Mama, the thighs that you have is us girls with no thighs that's trying to get them. So keep them.
Everybody want what the other one got.
Now you're saying something. Instead of us really appreciating what, how we're made, you know?
Now, besides music, I know you are an actress, and you're in, I guess, is musical theater, would it be called?
Yes, I love musical theater. We just wrapped up a tour called Fela. It was a Broadway musical, so we took the Broadway musical on the road. We just wrapped a couple weeks ago. We toured about 6 months.
And I also saw you in Chicago at the Color Purple.
Oh, yes, we did Chicago, the Color Purple, and I did Aida as well. So God has blessed me to do some great work.
So what's next for you? Well, you have the single coming out. Is it the whole album coming out soon?
I have the new single. The album will be coming out in some months. You know, but I just want to roll it out really good, take my time. It's been 4 years since I put out an album. I personally didn't feel comfortable just saying, hey, let's drop an album, because things have changed in 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, people got to get to know you again. I just want to connect, and I want people to know my heart.
And the last time you were in New Orleans, you were part of helping the lights go out.
Oh, Lord. In this very area, the Superdome. So the lights did go out. First, we didn't know what people were talking about. Then when we went back to our dressing room, we could tell that the lights were on by a generator. The TV screens was fuzzy and everything, you know. So I'm like, hey, the sisters did their thing.
Yes. Well, I am a fan. All your songs are on my playlist. Thank you for talking to me. And tell me your website and official Facebook and Twitter.
My official website is called IamMichelle.com. Twitter and Instagram, RealMichelleW. Facebook is simply Facebook.com/Michelle Williams.
Thank you. I have had an absolutely amazing time in New Orleans at the Essence Music Festival. If you aren't here now, make sure to put it in your plans for 2014. It's going to be the 20th anniversary, and I know it's going to be absolutely amazing. Thank you to all of the celebrities that took the time to speak to me this weekend, and shout out to the Curvy Girls, and make sure you visit the website at plusmodelradio.com to keep up with all the shows, listen to past shows. If you want to be a guest or advertise on the show, visit the website. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis, and as always, thank you for tuning in, and keep thriving in your curves. Be blessed. Essence Music Festival 2013.